7:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that it's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time and by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio. Oh yeah, that's my good deed for the hour. Anyway, past the point of no return, aka the halfway point of the show. Anyway, back me up for the last time. The talk break bid for January of 1920. The Exterminator. There goes the spasm. It figures. Expect those to happen a couple of times this next hour. Not as many as if I was sitting down, but the Exterminators did doing Extermination from the compilation Strumamental Part 3. It was originally released on the Century Recording Service label in 1964. These are the Casuals and their take on Money, That's All I Want, track released in 1963 on the Minaret label. For that, the Ravels did You Don't Love Me No More, originally released on the Freeport label 1965. I got off the compilation Teen Blast USA Volume 1. For that, the Fireballs did Chief Whoopingoff, came out in 1960 on Top Rank. And yeah, John Z. Wansey played it Saturday while I was convalescing. That didn't work out too well for me. Anyway, before that, Bow Wow Wow, yes. And Baby Oh No from the I Want Candy LP. It came out in 1982 on RCA. Lately I've been throwing that odd turd into the punch bowl. It is the Desperate Hours. Actually, not a turdly cut. I like it. Just out of character. Anyway, Tony Worsley kicked off the set. Well, Tell Me Why, track originally released in the Sunshine label in Australia in 1966. I got off the compilation Pretty Ugly, came out in 1998 on the Australian label Incessant Noise. Yes. Anyway, if you're on Facebook, and admit it you are, go over to Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Put me a bone. All I do is put up a notice for the show. Every once in a while, I'll put some things of note, but really it's just show notices and stuff. And if you want, you have a band you want that you want promoted, I'll shout it out here, but do what I tell you to do. Put it in the timeline or message me. But anyway, I'm an old man. I don't remember stuff if you tell me. Anyway. If you want to, I also post the archives there. If you want to hear the archive, you want to really want to relive the horror, if you're that much of a masochist, all you got to do is go to www.wmfo.org, go to About, the drop-down will have a schedule. Go on the schedule to Thursday, scroll down to the Desperate Hours, Alex. By the good grace of the DMCA, it's 2 weeks' worth of archives there. And I also link that to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. If I don't enunciate all that well, you can also get the playlist there. You don't understand what I'm saying. Anyway, got about 54 minutes to go. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Is it really love, or is it a dream? I find the answer when you're with me. This whole thing a private affair? Is it a dream? Love is real, let it shine like the stars above. Then my heart would wander no longer about this affair. Is it a dream? Are you sincere?
Are you sincere?
Dad, please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
Love song so divine.
always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
It's murder for a murder.
It's an murder.
Oh, for a murder. It's a murder.
Thank you.
This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
J'ai gagné contre toi.
7:26 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. We just heard Liz Brady. My little nod to the Patriots. No, you know, Liz Brady. And Party de Dames, yeah, the, you know, women's party. Ultra Chicks, I got it off a compilation, Ultra Chicks Volume 5, came out in 2000. It was originally released on the Parfait label in France in 1967. With that, Gloria Dennis did Richie, track released in 1962 on the Rust label. Jenny Smith, and it's Murder for Roberta, a track originally released from the Canadian American label, 1962. I got off the compilation, All About the Girls. Came out in 2015 on Croydon Municipal. Before that, the Rolling Stones with this week's song that everybody knows. And it's only rock and roll from the album of the same name. Came out in 1974 on Rolling Stones record. And we kicked it off with Bill Baker and the Del Satins, or with the Del Satins, on the Autocon label, 1962, and Is It a Dream? Let's swing right back into it. I got another talk break planned. All right, and then this song, we can put this one out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
For me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
I can't see that you're in need. I'll show you, woman. Yeah. Party High. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
There's only one, there's only one, there's only one.
past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Whoa. Phew. Oh, that last one, that was a doozy. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the show. We just heard Joe Brown and the Brothers, and There's Only One of You. I got it from the compilation, Beat, 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 Volume 1. Came out in 2003 on Castle. It was originally released on the Piccadilly label in the UK in 1963. And I have to say, I like that, actually, that era of British rock and roll, or British pop. I really do. Better than America, almost as much. I wouldn't say better than America, but almost as much. Anyway, the Juju's before that, and I'm really sorry. From the compilation Teen Jangle of Blowout, came out in 1998 on Teenage Shutdown, originally released on the United label in 1966. The Who, by request from Winthrop, and Out in the Street from the My Generation LP, came out in 1965 on Decca. And we kicked it off with the Ebtides and Little Women, a track originally released on the Clark label in 1965. I got off the compilation, CD compilation, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns Volumes 5 and 6. Came out in 2016 on Crypt. Yes. So yeah, as I remind you before, sign up for shows this week. We'll be back next week anyway. And also, if you once again, if you're on the internet and on Facebook in particular, admit it, you are. Go and like the Desperate Hours and WMFO Facebook page, will you? If you want to be a star, I've made an appeal for this in, I don't know, a week. All you got to do is make me a bumper, just like the ones you've been hearing. All you got to do is mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, WMFO, and all their possible combinations. Your name, a stage name is acceptable, general geographic area or planet, and your claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of it and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. You'll be a star to handfuls and handfuls of people in the Boston area and across the internets. Anyway, I think my back can take another 19 minutes of this, and that'll do it. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
And her polka dot bikini. Jeannie and her polka dot bikini. Jeannie, wow, look at that bikini.
I'm staying right here, having fun as usual.
Stella's got a fella. Stella's got a fella. Stella's got a fella, I don't like it. It ain't me. Misery. I'd give the world if I could see a house with Stella and me, but she says it never can be, 'cause Stella wants to be free. Well, Stella's got a fella. Stella's got a fella. Stella's got a fella. I don't like it. It ain't me.
Hey kids, this is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show, formerly of Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs and the Malarians, if you were around in the 80s. You are listening to Alex Piondis on the Desperate Hours on WMFO. And I gotta say, Alex is one of my favorite MFOs.
Love is strange, yeah, yeah. lots of people take it for a game. Once you find it, never wanna quit. No, no, after you've had it, you're in an awful fix. Many, many people don't understand. Yeah, yeah, they think love is money in the hand.
55 Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, would-have-could-have, and never was from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and for 2 hours every Thursday, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. But anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the evening. Just heard Carol Bennett from 1956, and In Someone Else's Arms. Something I got for 10 cents up at Todd Farm. Has no meaning at all to me anyway. Rob Storm and the Whispers. Another track. Actually was released, a pie release in the UK in 1965 during the height of the British invasion. Love is Strange. I got it from the compilation Hippie Hippie Shake Volume 2. Came out in 1992 on Sequel. Before that, The Creep did. Betty Lou's Got a New Tattoo. Originally released in the Oak Ridge label. In 1964, I got off the compilation Wildsville. Before that, the Fireflies did Stella Got a Fella. Released in 1959 on the Ribbon label. And we kicked it off with Bikini by the Bikinis. And that was released in 1958 on Roulette. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Be back next week. Sign up for shows. Cross your fingers and toes. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. Take care.